Romans 8:29. Copies or originals. Copy machines can make amazing copies with today's latest technology. However, the quality decreases if we make copies of copies. For example, if I make a color copy of a $20 bill or other currency, it may look real. However, if I make a copy of the copy, the quality will not be as good. If I continue to make copies of copies 20 or 30 times, the face on the bill will no longer be recognizable. The goal of discipleship is not to make copies of copies, but to make all originals. Romans 8:29 states that God's plan is that every believer be conformed to the image of his Son. Then the life of Jesus himself will be revealed in the lives of every disciple of Christ. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Jesus, teach us and speak to us from your word today. We want to know you, to follow you, to learn from you, and to become like you. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Let's read Romans 8:29. For those who God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, so that he would be the firstborn among many brothers. The meditation question for this verse is, what is God's ultimate goal for us? What is God's ultimate goal for us? The goal of discipleship is to be conformed to the image of Christ. That is why our prayer at the beginning of each commentary focuses on Jesus. We pray that we can know Jesus, follow Jesus, learn from Jesus, and become like Jesus. Each part of the prayer is central to Bible study, to growing as disciples of Jesus, and to becoming like him. In Colossians 1:28, Paul made his goal very clear. He said, we proclaim him, talking about Jesus. We proclaim him, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. His goal was that every believer would know Christ and become like him through the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit. Becoming like Jesus is God's big plan for every believer. This plan began with God's foreknowledge. The Bible teaches that God foreknew us and chose us before the creation of the world. Our finite human minds cannot grasp how God could know us before we were born and before the world existed, but he did. God is all-knowing or omniscient. He knows the end from the beginning. He knows all events, people, and actions from eternity past until the end of time before they occur. There are many amazing prophecies in the Bible that predicted events hundreds of years before they took place. For example, there are more than 300 prophecies in the Bible about Jesus. These prophecies are accurate because God knows the future. He knows the end from the beginning. We have a hard time comprehending how God can know the future, but he is God. We are mere human beings. I heard an example of a dog about a dog and its master. The master taught his dog to get the newspaper for him every day. The dog learned to do this. However, it goes without saying that the master could not teach the dog to read and understand the newspaper. In the same way, we can grasp the general concept that God is all-knowing, but we don't have the capacity, like the dog in the newspaper, to fully understand God's foreknowledge. Our task is to believe. There are many doctrines, books, and teachings about the word predestined or predestination. Perhaps we are also at the dog level in our ability to understand this concept as well. My simple understanding is this. Based on his foreknowledge, God chose us and made a plan to conform us to the image of Christ. Many scholars talk a lot about the doctrine of predestination, but most of them leave out the part about being conformed to the image of Christ. There are many other verses that discuss God's foreknowledge and predestination. In Romans 8:29, however, the point is that God made a plan or predestined us to become like his son Jesus. I think this should be the focus of our thinking in this passage. God's plan from the beginning, from before the world was created, is to make us like Jesus. This verse makes it clear that the second part of this plan is that Jesus would be the firstborn among many brothers. God intended that the entire human race was to be his family, living in fellowship with him for eternity. We were separated from God through sin, but through Christ, God has made us members of his family. We are his sons and daughters. It's written in Hebrews 2:11 that Jesus calls us his brothers. We are not equal to Jesus, of course, but we are a part of the same family. As we have seen in Romans 8:17, we are co-heirs with Christ. I don't think we have any idea of the exalted position God has given us as members of his family. God's plan is to conform us to the likeness of his Son. This is why he gave us his Spirit. The Spirit of God lives within every believer in order to manifest the life of Jesus through us. He is working in us to change us so that we reveal and overflow more and more with the life and love of Jesus. What is Jesus saying to me through this verse? This is what I wrote. I want you to be like me. I not only gave you my teaching and modeled how to live my life, but I also gave you my Spirit so that my life will actually be in you. You become like me by knowing me and trusting me, not by striving to be like me. Trust me to live in you and receive my life continually. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that your plan from the beginning is to make us like Jesus and to make us part of your family. And thank you for giving us your Spirit to live in us and to reveal Christ in us. And may God bless you and make you a blessing as you share the word of Christ with one another. As it's written in Colossians 3:16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord.